Don't touch that dial. Hey, you're here. I'm here. It's time to connect the dots. Hey, Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. Hey, this is Radio Free America on the BBS Internet Radio Network. Yeah, Radio Free America, where we can speak the truth without fear of reprisals from all those oppressive governments and agencies out there in the world that want to stifle us. You know, the evil New World Order group out of Europe there, I guess that's their headquarters. Well, they got three headquarters. Come on, they got the city of London, the little tiny city of London, not the big city. They got the Vatican, they got Washington, D.C., and they got, I guess, Brussels, and maybe a few other hidden places, which one knows, over there in Europe. They're the bad guys trying to impose, but we are resisting. Hey, great news during the week. State of Louisiana recently banned any control agendas of the World Economic Forum, the WEF, and also banning any control agendas of the WHO, World Health Organization. Hey, it's a step in the right direction. And it's happening right here in America. Many other great things are happening here in America. In case you haven't been paying attention, you know, people have taken the government to court, the fake government to court, and won some landmark decisions in regarding the fraudulent behavior of so-called elected officials. Yeah, going after the bond money. That's right. Somebody named Michelle Nikki Klan, K-L-A-N-N, however that word is pronounced, Klan. Michelle Nikki Klan, going after the bond money, because all public officials have to be bonded. And when they're not, they're doing illegal things, you can take them to court. Of course, you got to do your homework before you do this, but look that name up. Hey, if you hope everybody has got a pencil and paper out, because there's a lot of things you just might not remember and want to write down. You know, just recently, ancient pyramids were exposed in China. And there's a picture of them. I came across this on Twitter. And some cool pictures of a whole mess of giant pyramids in China that got exposed by large forest fires that were covering these pyramids. And it looks almost more impressive than the Giza Plateau. But the province it happened in is, I'll spell it for you, A-N-L-O-N-G, Anlong. And it's a comma, and then there's another district called G-U-I-Z-H-O-U. I don't know how to pronounce that, so if you wrote that down, you can, I guess, Google it and find out and get the pictures to look for yourself. Hey, you follow me on Twitter, or you just check out my tweets. I've always got something to say. The hashtag I have is @ Tom Edison, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N, Prez, P-R-E-Z. That's my hashtag. You can find me on Twitter, and you can search my recent tweets, and you'll see that one about the pyramids if you can't find it any other way. Hey, this is a call-in radio show, you know? That means you can actually participate if you have a phone. Who doesn't have a phone now? The number is 888-627-6008. Call in and say what's on your mind. Enlighten the audience. You know, there's people listening to this show all around the world. Enlighten the people of the world with something important that you might have to say. And if you're calling from outside the country, you got to dial the country code, whatever it is from your area, plus then a regular number, 323-744-4831. Of course, if you're in the U.S., you can dial either one of the numbers. And, of course, U.S. calls, if you're in the U.S., none of them cost money nowadays. That's the way it works. One benefit for mankind, finally. But we all pay for it in other ways. And what can I say? You know, harp's still blocking. And I'm not talking about the angel's harp here. We're talking about HARP, the frequencies. Harp frequencies are still blocking tachyons from reaching our surface. We want tachyons. Tachyons are good for humanity. Here's something else I came across during the week. Do you know that the most important stone, you know, we all think diamonds are the most important stones, but emeralds, especially emeralds from Colombia, they're used by the good guys, and also the dark forces use them too. Emeralds provide a direct link to Agartha, the civilization under the surface of our planet Earth. And even small, simple emeralds can be worn as a pendant over your heart to balance your energies. That's interesting. And you're better off with the raw-shaped emerald. The cut ones lessen the energy. You know, perhaps that's been a plot from way back. The idea of cutting emeralds to make them less powerful. You know, the dark side does things like that. The controllers, the alien from another world, controllers of humanity. And emeralds can also be used to access hidden knowledge. Well, we better all go out and get some emeralds or go down to Colombia to get the raw emeralds, because supposedly the emeralds found in the country of Colombia in South America are more valuable. No, I'm not talking about Columbia University in New York City. Just to make that clear, that could be a comedy show. You join up to Columbia University. Hey, we're looking for the emeralds. Well, that one joke could lead to another there. I got to get a drink of water. Water is satisfying. H2O, you know, all water is not the same. There's chaotic water, chaotic water, and there's highly structured water, like snowflakes, hexagonal. If you want to really know about water, get the late Dr. Isomo Maso video about water. Secrets of the Water. I'm not even sure what it's called. You might also you look him up underwater, and you'll find him. And I got the DVD. I learned quite a bit from that. I bought it at one of those events where everybody comes to hawk their stuff, you know, New Age events, crystals, blah, blah, blah. And that's where I picked up that DVD for myself. And they have one in New York City every year. I'm not sure what time it comes, but when I find out, I'll let you know. But here's something important. You know, you've heard, if you've listened to this show before, you've heard me talk about the importance of participating in a global meditation. Well, the next global meditation for peace is in about 12 hours from this show. To find out the exact time, you can go to the countdown clock. Yeah, there's a countdown clock at a site known as the Portal. More specifically, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And you'll find all the information about what's the new stuff going on with the ETs there and the clearing of the bad actors out. Information about the Pleiadians, the Aldebarans, sounds like a singing group, but they're one of the galactic forces that I think that they've been chosen. It was the Pleiadians that were going to meet with us first when they land next year. Yes, it's happening next year. No, it's not my imagination. There's so many sources predicting. Nobody knows the exact date, kind of like that Bible prophecy when Jesus was asked about the end times, because nobody knows the exact date except God himself. And this is kind of getting played out in the same fashion. It's the end of the age. Well, the official age of Aquarius has already started, but they still have to put an end to the old third dimension on planet Earth, which will dissipate at the event. And the event's happening in the first half of next year. You get that, you know, if you follow that stuff, you can get it's probably between March and May somewhere. But they could drag it out into July, first week in July, because that was given to, that info was given to us by the portal, by the representative of the Galactic Confederation, Cobra himself. You know, it's really a group of people, but there's one voice that speaks and representing what has been done about behind the scenes for the last 12 years. It's been ongoing that long. A lot of bad shit to remove from our world here. What the last stronghold in the galaxy of the dark forces here. And there's dark forces. When this situation changes on Earth next year, it'll be the end of the dark forces here, end of the dark forces in our galaxy, and basically end of the dark forces all over the universe. And of course, hopefully the other universes too. You know, there's more than one universe. You know, when they look out through the telescopes, they only see the immensity of this universe, but there's other universes, which we, they're separate. And it doesn't concern us, so we don't really have to think about it, you know, unless we get up to that highest level of humanity, you know, 12th dimension and beyond, where we're just pure spirit, and then we can zip, I guess, into another universe to explore. But there's just so much to explore here. It'll take you an infinite amount of time just to explore everything in this universe. But there's never a never-ending cosmos out there. And there's always more being created. And, of course, there's different sources of information that tell us different things. And right now, I mean, as far as I know, most people aren't into following the stars or the zodiac or understanding about the conjunctions between celestial objects. It took me a while to finally put it together myself, because all these people that talk about it, they know, none of them ever give you a plain, simple of an answer of what we're talking about. But by observing how the info on the portal, when they reveal information, how they're setting up their events in the conjunctions of planets with stars and stuff like that, I began to realize, and by the words they were using, that essentially the whole point of all of this is to, you can get free energy to support what you're doing if you do it at a specific time. Of course, you don't need to do that to get make positive things happen, you know. But I guess in some cases it's seriously important, especially if you're confronting the dark sides, because they studied the stars and the zodiac and astrology and all that, and they surely make use of the free energy out there when they want to, you know, put some more controls on mankind or other people they're subduing. So the conjunction, when things line up, the energies couple together and there's more energy. And if you know how to contact that energy and list it into what you're trying to project mentally, what you're trying to accomplish, that energy, that free energy will be supportive of what you're doing. And apparently this month there's a lot of main things happening. This might be over your head if you don't study astrology. It wasn't until last year when I finally figured it out for myself how it works. It would be over my head too. But for those of you that know, the astrological configurations have lined up in conjunction. The star, Alpha Omni, I used to call it Alcyone, because that's A-L-C-Y-O-N-E, but I found out it was Alcyone, is a correct pronunciation. Anyhow, it's the key star of the Pleiades system. You know, actually, our sun is on a long circular elliptical orbit around Alcyone. Alcyone. How about that? We can make a song about it. But Venus, we know who Venus is, not the goddess, the planet we're talking here. The planet lines up with Alcyone on May 23rd at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I give out times for my time zone, Eastern Daylight Time. I don't mess with that stupid UTC. That's for the scientists or somebody. How many people live in the UTC zone, really? You know, hey, this show is being done in New York City. New York is the capital of the world. And if nobody has claimed it, many have claimed that before, but I'm reclaiming it. Just remember that New York is the capital of the world, mentally the capital of the world. Smartest people in the world are in New York City, among some of the dumbest, too. So that's it. Hey, May 23rd at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Venus will be in conjunction with Alcyone. So if you've got some agenda that you want to project with your mind, try to focus on that. Try to grab onto that power. And May 27th, Jupiter is in conjunction with Alcyone. And Jupiter, the planet, the star in the Pleiades system called Alcyone. And all this week and the following week, there's a conjunction going on with Alcyone. I forget what that one's connected with. Go ask your astrologer. But anyhow, there's a lot of energy, free energy, floating around. And while I was getting all this information off the portal, just one of the sources of information. I had many sources of information. Hey, read my book, Connected Dots Theory, and you'll see all the different sources that of information, where I got it. Most of it's from experience. I experienced many great things in life. You can read about it. You can read the first 40 pages free. Just Google it, Connected Dots Theory, by me, by Tom Anderson. And so what, this is an interesting thing. Many people have heard the word solar lobus. but how many not people really know what that means? And it was just a kind of a definition slipped in between the sentence that defined the solar logos is the name of the cosmic being that we refer to as the sun. You know, the star that our Earth orbits around, the sun. Well, apparently, if it's referred to as a cosmic being, that says it has a consciousness. Yes, the sun has consciousness, just like Mother Earth has consciousness. And these are important things to understand. We've been kept in the dark by the brainwashers of humanity, which are the evil ETs that came from other worlds here, took command of all our key positions, and saw to it that we became more ignorant as time went on. The old information got lost, thrown by the wayside, trampled underfoot, and the new stuff was being diluted and diverted from us, kidnapped and held in places where we couldn't get at it. And if you look back just in the recent history of the world and understand that the wars have never stopped as far as the recent history, let's say the last 10,000 years, the wars have never stopped. They've continued. In fact, you look in the history books, that's all they talk about. Who won this battle? Who won that battle? Who conquered who? Again, brainwashing for us, humanity, to accept warring as a natural part of humanity. It's not. People are born sin-free. People are born, not that crap they tell you, you're born of sin. That's garbage. That's manipulation by the false gods. Those are false doctrines to confuse people. You know, human beings by nature are born decent, loving creatures, and they get corrupted from the day they were born throughout their whole life. But let's go back to the history of humanity. So we got wars and wars and wars. Hey, if you read the Bible, the whole Old Testament is nothing but wars and wars. Conquer this one conquers that one. This one does this to that one, and nothing but bloodshed and wars. Then you get up to the what we used to think of as put them on the pedestal, the Greek civilization. I don't know what exactly was it, 400 BC, 300 BC, and then the Romans considered a great civilization of intelligence from around 100 BC to, I guess, 500 AD, which was the fall of the Roman Empire. Of course, they were ruled by the false gods, but they had achievements. And we could say our evil overseers, the false gods, from the other worlds, I think they didn't like. At first, they got the these progressive civilizations to worship them, the pantheon of gods, which were all false gods. And then, I guess, out of fear for the teachings of Jesus, when he came on the scene and preached the truth about God is love, none of these jealous, revengeful gods you've heard about and foolishly worship, but the real God is a God of love, you know? And that caught on with many people. And of course, they thought they could kill his message by crucifying him, but that actually helped perpetuate the message. And then further, attempts to control humanity. They wrote the Bible. Yes, the Romans wrote the Bible. No, Jesus did not write the Bible. The Romans wrote the Bible, and no, God did not write the Bible. The Romans wrote the Bible in 325 AD, and so from the very beginning, we had an edited version of what they wanted us to hear, and it was tied in with control, the Vatican being a pawn of the evil ETs to control us. But they were still fearful of that message getting out, and they didn't actually know by it just printing that book, even though it was a lot of misinformation in it and edited stuff. It was helping perpetuate the story of Jesus, the one who was crucified by the evil people of the day. So the our world was still being ruled with an iron fist by the false gods from other worlds. And so at the time of the fall of the Roman Empire, which they were probably proud of because the Romans were conquering the world just like they conquered Earth, and they wanted this, they were worried about this not continuing, and they, I believe, created the so-called Dark Ages, that the knowledge would be lost, and much knowledge was lost between the year 500 and the beginning of the Renaissance, when knowledge was being reborn. And everybody and all the localities went off into small city-states that were ruled might by, where might was right. And that kind of brought on the Dark Ages. But the Renaissance was the beginning of a new enlightenment, a new source of knowledge, though the wars kept going, and that was their best control tactic, and they're still doing it today. Now, I just happened to see a movie the other day. It's some back from 1967, around that time when these big glass skyscrapers were starting to be put up all around, and this movie took part in Paris. And I think it was called Party Time or something like that. Doesn't matter what it was called, but it was the outskirts of Paris because they weren't allowed to build them downtown by the Eiffel Tower because the French didn't want to ruin their tourist attraction there, obviously. So on the rim of the city, there was this whole massive complex of, I don't know, a dozen or more gigantic high-rise glass cube-shaped, rectangular-shaped buildings where the walls were all glass, and everything was gray. And the movie was about making a mockery of how they were destroying the aesthetic aspects of society by making these cubical things and all of the same color. And they overdid it a little to make the point where not only was everything gray, the cars on the street were gray, the new buses were gray. Everybody's walking around in gray, black, or white clothing, and it was so mundane and non-aesthetic. And so it's kind of, this movie was kind of forecasting the new future, downgrading of society. Take away all the good old buildings. I mean, we're already destroying, before they had the laws here in America, they were already destroying great buildings from the past, works of art, replacing them with these glass towers, rectangle-type towers, that all glass windows, no design, you know, just boring and no aesthetic value. And this continued through the 70s, through the 80s and the 90s. And then they began, society began attacking music. You know, music was probably at its height at the 60s and through the 70s. And then the 80s, it started to decline because they were bringing in discordant music at the time. And it continued in that direction. You know, drummers were being replaced with drum machines. And they were destroying as much of humanity as possible. With and all these local squares or parks, no more glorious fountains with aesthetic architecture and figurines and works of art. Park squares are being replaced with ugly art, on purpose, just like the music was getting ugly on purpose. And as many things as they could do, more destroy more neighborhoods and put up the ant house apartment buildings that have no aesthetic value and keep people away from each other, because in apartment buildings, you don't really get to know your neighbors. Again, all a gigantic plot to destroy as much of humanity as possible. And plus, keep the wars going, keep one group fighting the other. And then they attacked our automobiles in America. In the 1950s, if you look at these vehicles, America had the most glorious-looking vehicles that were ever made. Maybe some back from the 20s and stuff like that, that only the rich people had. But for the average person could go out and buy a really glorious-looking car that resembled a rocket ship, which was cool back in 1950. And then the government started attacking the auto industry. No, you can't make aesthetic-looking vehicles now, because they came up with some reason. The rocket ships on the vehicles were dangerous. People could fall on them and cut themselves, you know. And they forced the auto industry to make shoebox-looking vehicles in America during the 60s. No more fins, no more pointed things. And just one thing led to the other. Then to further destroy society, government here in America, they put in all these implementations and rules and regulations that were stifling the auto industry, you know, to where they had to conform to regulations, which was destroying the beauty of the love affair between the human being and the car he was driving. And the cars didn't get any prettier looking. They had more features on them, and they had more obligations, you know. And then they made the seat belts mandatory, you know. First of all, seat belts make your car look ugly. Car looks way better without seat belts, because I've seen those 50s cars that didn't have seat belts. Way beautier. The bigger steering wheels look way beautier too, way more beautiful. I'll make it a word here. And by the way, just a reminder while I'm on seatbelts here, take off your seatbelt. I don't care where you are. Sure, if the cop is right next to you, yeah, put your seatbelt on so you don't get a ticket. But that is oppression, you know? And the fact that we have police willing to enforce an oppressive law like that says we need to reinvent the police departments, because they're not serving us. They're victimizing us. And there is no real reason for a seatbelt unless you're, like, really some deformed person, or you don't have the normal capabilities, and or you're just totally unaware, or you're riding in the car and you're blind and you don't know how to protect yourself. If an accident is coming, you have to duck or something. Seatbelts are not necessary. Certain special people with certain special problems, it's beneficial to them. And this whole bit about you've got to strap your kid in the back seat of a car, you know, it's not everywhere, but in some states in America, another ridiculous law. Again, it's designed to keep communication between human beings at a minimum, just like the whole mask routine. It's been one thing after another, and they're still trying to promote the new vaccines and stuff like that. That is a vaccine for everything, you know? If you've got pimple on your face, you can get a vaccine for that. If you have bad breath, you can get a vaccine for that. You know, anything can inject poisons into you. And of course, unfortunately, with the fake pandemic, the scamdemic, a lot of people got nanotechnology shoved into their veins, and these nanotechnologies, they're like the replicators from the show Stargate SG-1. They're tiny little metallic things, yes, and they can find each other in your bloodstream and start forming larger metallic creatures, and eventually that's going to kill you. And some people might still have to suffer that fate. But that's the good news with the solar flares, because the solar flares have a way of disabling nanotechnology. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people walking around from those poisonous vaccines that have that nanotechnology in their bloodstream. So solar flares might be helpful to them. And see how everything is connected? But nobody should have ever had that stuff injected in them. But they're still promoting those vaccines out there. Some company, Umera or something, has got commercials. The commercials between the shows. I mean, so many vaccine commercials, unbelievable. They're almost outdoing the car commercials. And in the New York area here, I noticed apparently after a certain time, I think it's after 9 o'clock, they're allowed to advertise beer now again on TV. Used to be beer commercials all over, but Corona's the only one out so far. I guess they have to bribe bribe some people to get that special privilege to advertise their beer, you know, because nobody else has hopped on the bandwagon. It's only Corona so far. But they're advertising beer at least after 9 o'clock, I've seen it. Maybe it will be all time again. And that's what's going on. I'm telling you, hey, this is a call-in radio show. And the rules haven't changed. If you have a phone, you are allowed to call in. And hopefully you'll have something amazing to tell us here on Live Connect the Dots radio show. Number is 888-627-6008. Hey, that's a toll-free number. Did you know that? I bet you did. But maybe you didn't. Just in case you didn't, well, it's a toll-free number. How about that, you know? And the Pleiadian beam ships are out there. You know who the Pleiadians are, in case you haven't heard about that. The Pleiadians are the human look-like people from the Pleiades constellation in the sky. You can actually see it with your eyes if there's not too many chemtrails clouding the sky where you're at. When is that chemtrails ever going to be stopped? You know? Everybody's been bribed, apparently, to allow this program to keep going. You know, if you're going to question anybody running for public office, you got to ask them, what are you going to do about the what are you going to do to stop the chemtrails? You notice the two major presidential candidates in the U.S., Biden and Trump, having a word to say about it. They don't want to go there, you know? They can get a lot of votes. So what does that say? They're not even interested in votes. Or they're both counting on cheating and winning, of course. The Biden administration, the Democrats proved they could, no matter how many votes Trump got, they could beat him because they knew how to cheat better than the Republicans. And this cheating goes on all over the place. I'm from New York City, and New York City is a Democratic political town. You can't get elected really here for the mayor or something like that if you're a Republican. The last election, there's a streetwise guy who gained fame for his creation of the Guardian Angels, Curtis Sliwa. He was running as the Republican candidate, but he didn't have a snowball's chance in hell. Because he was with the Republican Party. Well, first of all, most of the voters are registered Democrats, but that doesn't mean that they might not vote for you, but he didn't get enough airtime. And the Republican Party, I think they're paid not to promote their candidates, because it was another popular Republican candidate running for an office in one of the districts, and I just happened to be paying attention to it, and they didn't do anything for that candidate. and I've been to their Republican headquarters in Manhattan, and back when you could walk in the building, can't do anything anymore without passing a security test or something. No more open doors in buildings in New York. There was a time, hey, it's freebie. You could walk in any building, basically, and go meet people and see people. Pretty much just about anybody's office. And so I went in there. I don't know how many years ago this was. Maybe this was, I don't know, 10 years ago. And just to see what they were, and to let them know that I was running as a writing candidate for president, because this is the fifth time I'm doing it now. Look it up, 2020 President Tom Edison .com. That's it. I'm identifying myself as the president already, because I am the most qualified. But I'm a writing candidate. It's going to take a lot of people supporting me to make it happen. But so maybe it was the second time I was running for president. So that, you figure out how many years ago that was, if this is the fifth time. I went in the Republican office in Manhattan. You can just walk right in there, talk to some people, pass them out my business cards, you know, saying I'm running as a writing candidate, and ask them if they're willing to support me in any way. They didn't have too much to say, but I could see by the attitude and the lack of concern about anything that was transpiring over the whole place there, that these guys are definitely paid to make sure any Republican candidates in New York do not win an election in New York City, we're talking. That's how crooked the situation is. And it's sad, because the guy running on the Republican ticket, Curtis, founder of the Guardian Angels, he knows a lot about street life in New York and could have done a lot of good things for people. The clown they got there now is just a New World Order puppet, does what he's told, stands in front of the cameras and makes up all these things about what he's doing for. And the only thing he's doing anything for is the refugees that the state of Texas ships up to New York, and sticks us with them in New York City, and he just, he plays along with that, and he appropriates all this money where the asylum seekers are getting more money and freebies than the people in New York City. That's how corrupt it is. Again, it's all part of a plot to destroy America. You know, there should be no problem with fixing the border, really. All it takes is a little ingenuity. I mean, I've tried to call, contact myself, the governor's office in Texas, and tell them, you know, ask the governor if my message is the governor interested in a solution, a business solution to the border problem that actually can make money for American people, not waste our money building walls, but actually deal with the situation and make a profit. You'd think anybody would be interested in that. Well, I guess the governor in Texas is receiving too much bribe money. He doesn't even want to hear about anything. Listen, I'll take my $10 million bribe money and be happy. And so what do I care what happens in the water? And his solution to the problem is, yeah, we'll just let him in, and then we'll put him on buses and send him up to New York City and other northern cities. I mean, they send them to Chicago, too. And so that's what's going on with politics in the U.S. It's crazy. And we, the American people, we need to stop playing along with all this bullshit that goes on. We need to stop being pushed around, need to jump through hoops. You know, a lot of good people in America have come up with a lot of things looking back to the Constitution. And this is just a little reminder here. The government we have now is a fraudulent government. And because it's corporation, it's not a government serving the people. It's the U.S., United States of America Corporation. You know, this is a fact. You can look it up. I think the corporation was founded in 1871, but I believe the end of America happened in 1861, once they started looking for money for a bailout after all money that was wasted on the Civil War. And again, you know, that's how society is controlled, with wars. And the wars really never stopped. You know, you had a few years, there was money. Let's add in the missing pieces here. You know, you had the Civil War. And following that, everybody was out of money. And so once they started looking to get money, that's when we fell into control by the bankers and other corporate players. So the key date is 1861, I believe, but the corporation was founded in 1871. We're living under the rules, the corporate rules of the corporation, which we, the people, shouldn't be living under. We should be living under the U.S. Constitution, because the corporation has denied us all the things given to us in the corporation, not all of them, but most of them. And they're still looking to deny more things to us, you know, taking away more of our rights, making life more difficult, making things more complicated, making things more costly, all part of the New World Order plan to destroy American culture as much as they can, because we're the only people on the face of the earth stopping the New World Order from taking over. Of course, we have some good extraterrestrials, aliens from other worlds. There are good ones out there, too. They're not all bad. They're helping us take care of the all the traps and all the control mechanisms that the negative ETs have set up around our planet and control us with. And but there's still a lot of work to be done. Still got to get rid of the chemtrails. We still got to stop the 5G frequency of broadcasting off the towers. You know, those people don't realize those towers can be turned into weapons in a matter of seconds against. And we have them in all the neighborhoods now. And who is allowing this to happen? Democrats and Republicans, you know, who allowed the U.S. to become a corporation? Democrats and Republicans. You know, since the Civil War, all the government had been became Democrats and Republicans. And so they're the ones who sold us out to the corporate bankers in 1871. They sold us out to the Federal Reserve, sold us out to the IRS, which I only recently found out is not even located in the United States. Yeah, they got their buildings here, the revenue tax collecting buildings, but it's a corporation. The IRS is another corporate entity that exists outside of the United States. It only exists here in extracting money from the hardworking people that they've been conned into accepting. So we got to stop playing around with this. Don't tell me it can't be done. I know somebody personally who went to court, was working for a government agency. Let me say, I think he was working for the Postal Union, the postal section of the government. And he battled it out with the IRS in court, and he won his case, stating that the premise of it was that the wages he was getting, he insisted that they no longer, once he found out how to do this, that they no longer take anything out of his wages because he doesn't want them to. Good reason, right? He says, you don't have a right to do that because I'm not making a profit. You're paying me an hourly wage for my time. That's a fair agreement. You know, I'm not making a profit on this. It's just a fair arrangement that I agreed to participate in. And so you can call my money whatever they call it, income. It's not. And he was able to win that case against the IRS, and they stopped taking money out of his U.S. government postal paycheck. Okay, this is a real story. So if he can do it, other people can do it too, and we can probably do it with regular jobs too. But you got to do the homework and find out how the laws are written now. And of course, we can bring up anything right now, because all they're not really laws. All they've got different terms than the decrees, all the subtitles and all that stuff on the books after 1871 is illegal. We don't really have to follow those laws. Of course, we have a big problem. We have police forces that are willing to just listen to what their commander says or listen to what the phony politician tells them. Now, there's where the problem runs in. These police men don't know that they've been duped. We all been duped. They don't care about it. All they know is they've signed up to obey the commands of what's told against them, you know, and the statutes, enforcing the statutes. The statutes are not laws. All this is illegal. Other people have brought this up, you know? Go looking. You know, out there. And you'll find that I'm telling you the truth. All this stuff is legal. We need to start addressing it now. And we need to, all these people running for office in this 2024 November election have to be asked the hard questions. And when they avoid the question, we have to get on their ass and say, yeah, I just caught you. You're trying to avoid answering me. If you can't answer me, you need to resign, because you don't want to talk about the truth. We have to badger these people, everybody running in this 2024 election, including the people running for Congress. We have to tell them, listen, you know, if you're in office now, you are a fraudulent person. You're a traitor. You're committing fraud by pretending that you are a legal authority. Yeah, Biden is a traitor, but I think they've killed him already, as the saying goes. We only see his clones or the hired actors. And, you know, everybody, you know, all this stuff that people are declaring their justification on, anything that came after 1871 can be questioned. Really, it's time to start drawing the line in the sand there, that all these statutes and rules that current governments have are not laws. They're illegal, fraudulent behavior on the part of the government for the purpose of control and extracting money from the populace. And this is what has to be talked about daily, publicly, and addressed to all the people who are in government ready and all the people who are looking to get into government. These questions must be asked and answered. Those that refuse to answer the questions need to be removed from office immediately for being unresponsive, for trying to hold on to the traitorous position they've obtained illegally. And many of these people who got elected didn't know that they were getting elected to a corporation. Yeah, sure, we can understand that. Well, now that we told you, you need to resign and take an oath to the real Constitution. And those who have taken fraudulent oaths, we need to go after the bond money and get them removed by going after their bond money, which has been done. I mentioned that woman, Michelle Mickey Klein. She's an expert on it. Look her up. You know? And all the other crap. We have to stop putting up with it. You know, the most serious issue is getting the police to be on the side of the public. We need to start informing them, you know, start with your town hall, local police. Get the ear of the mayor and explain to him, listen, mayor, the police will listen to you. You tell them that they are enforcing illegal laws. Enforcing the statutes, the state statutes and all that, the local ordinances that were put on the books fraudulently, you cannot enforce them. And you need to find out what the public wants you to enforce, not what's on the books with the statutes and stuff like that. Like maybe your local town, we don't want radar traps up on the main road when the speed limit's 25. It's not going to do any of us any good. That's called revenue for the police are being used as revenue collectors. These are serious problems, and we have to start solving them at a local level, even if it's town by town, you know, and that's how police departments work. They're working on a local level. And then another group of people need to go after the state police and tell them, listen, most of these laws you're willing to enforce, they're not laws. You haven't been told the truth, and now that you've been told the truth, you have to be accountable to what we told you, unless, of course, you can prove us wrong, and we don't believe you can because we did our homework beforehand. And either you're going to comply with our request or we're going to see that you lose your job. In a local town, it's easy. Mayor, I think, can dismiss the police department. Say, you're done. We don't need you. You don't want to cooperate with the people in the town. You're gone. Your salaries are gone, everything. I'm getting rid of you. And we'll replace you. Leave your guns, ammo, equipment here, and we'll have citizens replacing you for nothing. We have to get tough like that, you know? And we've got to break away from this political control. Because the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are puppets for the New World Order. The World Order controls most everything with money. And then they have other techniques, blackmail via the honey drippers and you know, sometimes physical threats and stuff like that. But the political parties are the enemy of the American people. So when November comes around and you vote, you are willing to vote with traitorous con artists, vote for a traitorous con artist, you're aligning yourself with the traitors, which makes you a criminal in itself. You know, if I had, you know, what if we, the people now, gain enough authority and gain enough support from the police that when it comes on election day, anyone who dares votes for a Democrat or Republican candidate will be arrested for participating in a traitorous act, because that's pretty close to what you're doing. So stop the battle cry for the Republicans and the battle cry for the Democrats, because you don't want to support traitorous organizations, and they are traitorous. And the connections have to be made, can easily be made, with the facts. The facts of the U.S. corporation being formed in 1871, and the facts of all those other fraudulent agencies, the Federal Reserve, the IRS, et cetera. And we need to have, plus we need to address the issue that we have to stop playing along with this stupid situation. Anyone who gets elected to Congress, he doesn't have to do a damn thing for you. I've explained this many times before. You know, in the republic, the representatives have all the power. And this is a fraudulent republic, too. But if you're not willing to challenge any of it, and we should be challenging all of it. Stop participating in it. You know? As far as the presidential run of 2024, all candidates should be write-in candidates. That's it. And all the, we need to start talking about it now. If I had airtime on some national broadcasting, you know, they're not going to harm me. But I will say we need to get rid of the electronic voting machines. Isn't there anybody who has a voice on mainstream media? You know, you can say that fast enough before they cut you off. You know, to have a fair election in 2024, we have to get rid of all the electronic voting machines. It's not up for debate. It has to be. As long as you have electronic voting machines, you'll never have a fair election. We also need to get rid of it. Another 5-second soundbite. We also need to get rid of the electoral vote system. This, again, it just falls into the hands of phonies and power people with money. Who are these, you know, who are these electoral voters? None of us know them. And they're getting to cast votes, supposedly for the people that have the most, the populist vote in the state, but they don't have to do that, you know? And believe me, when push comes to shove, if I was to get the biggest popular vote in every state in the union, they wouldn't throw their votes to me. And why does each party have to have electoral voters? You know, what's the point of electoral voters? I mean, I heard in school. I mean, I went to public school, and I remember being told that. Back then, the people putting together the Constitution thought the public was too stupid and they could vote in somebody that wasn't qualified. And that's why they came up with the electoral votes. Well, we got the exact opposite today. The government is too stupid or too bribed and the people know better. So electoral votes we don't need or want. Hey, listen, it's coming time to the end of the show, you know? That's all I got to say. It's coming time to the end of the show, and I have to do the countdown. Here it is, Mr. Engineer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. To the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.